Today on Gardening in a Minute, using reclaimed water. Using reclaimed water to irrigate our landscapes is one way to help conserve Florida's groundwater resources. Reclaimed water is a type of wastewater that is specially treated and then used to irrigate residential areas, golf courses, parks, and public schoolyards. It provides plants with nutrients like nitrogen and phosphorus that they need to grow, though some plants may be sensitive to its salt concentrations. If your community has access to reclaimed water, you may be able to irrigate with it. Just remember that reclaimed water isn't safe for drinking. You can irrigate fruit and vegetable gardens with reclaimed water, with the exception of root crops, if you use drip irrigation systems. By reusing water we already have, we help preserve our groundwater supplies for future generations. For more information about irrigation, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, maintaining the vegetable garden. Once you've planted your vegetable garden, your work isn't done. Vegetable gardens require regular maintenance. Even if your garden is mulched, some weeds will always grow. Check often for weeds and pull them as you see them. Inspect your garden every day or two for pests, including the undersides of the leaves and on the stems. Hand pull and crush any critters you find, or use a gentle horticultural soap. Stake tall or vining plants to provide support and conserve space. Groom the garden by removing unhealthy leaves, or if needed, entire plants. You can fill the empty spaces throughout the season with fresh seeds and transplants. And of course, don't forget to water and fertilize so that your garden will continue to provide a bountiful harvest. For more information about vegetable gardens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, creating privacy in your landscape. If your landscape is exposed to unattractive sights or sounds, try one of these tricks for creating privacy. An easy solution for decks and patios is to use large ornamental planters or hanging baskets. They'll add color and also create a visual boundary. Outdoor fabric can be used for colorful screens and curtains. Hedges will provide good privacy, but they do require regular maintenance. Look for hardy evergreen varieties if you want year-round coverage. Trees can also serve as screens. Choose evergreens with dense foliage and low branches. Remember, it may take several years before they're large enough to provide protection. And of course, you can add a fence to define the boundaries of your property and provide privacy and security for kids and pets. For more information about garden design and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, misleading plant names. What's in a name? Sometimes the name that we use for plants can be somewhat misleading. For example, the name sage can actually refer to several distinct plants, including those in the genus Salvia. In some cases, the name we commonly use for a plant is botanically incorrect. A sago palm isn't a palm at all, but instead is a cycad, a type of primitive plant that's been around since the time of the dinosaurs. Another example is the common houseplant known as Swedish ivy, which is neither from Sweden nor is it an ivy. When in doubt, you can always refer to a plant by its Latin name. This is generally a good way to ensure you're talking about the right plant. For more information about plant names and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Crown of Thorns. In many areas of the country, crown of thorns is grown as a unique houseplant. For Florida gardeners, it makes a great container plant, and in South Florida can also be planted outdoors as a small shrub. Crown of thorns is perhaps best known for its interesting stems, which are grayish-brown and covered with inch-long spines. Gardeners also appreciate that it blooms year-round with delicate flowers in pink, red, yellow, or white. Plant it in full sun for best results, watering as needed. Once established, it has good drought and salt tolerance. Just be sure to protect it from frost and freeze. You can propagate crown of thorns from tip cuttings, but take care when handling the plant. Both the spines and the milky sap can cause skin irritation. For more information about crown of thorns and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.